So passive design and renewable energy, they are the best way now for and sustainability in buildings. When I talk about sustainability here, I'm concentrating on buildings. I'm not talking about sustainability in general. And I'm sure, you know, there's other lectures we'll be talking about sustainability in general. But here, my focus is sustainability in buildings. So by using renewable energy and passive design, we have the opportunity to be able to do that, to reduce the impacts of buildings having on the environment and reduce at least try to eradicate, you know, these environmental problems that we're facing today in all around the globe. So if you look at, for example, at the construction industry in the UK, it's very complex to start having a building like Balmer Building to design. It is very complex and involve a lot of people. And those people, they have different interests. So usually if you want to start a building, you have to start with this concept and planning. And after that, you move to design, the building. And when you design building, people like the architects, service engineers, contractors and planners will be involved. And then after the design is agreed by everybody, then they move to construction. So when the building is constructed on the site. And after that, the building will be managed through its life cycle when it was in use, through operation and maintenance. And then after whatever the long life of the building, then it has either be refurbished or demolished and recycled. So this is the whole life cycle of the building. And this is very complex. And this is one of the problems of the construction industry. There is a lot of people involved. But the most important thing, that the construction industry itself, it has a great contribution to the UK economy. So it is very big. The construction industry is about contribution to the UK economy, for example, between 7 to 10%. So that is massive. That's fifth of the UK economy is in buildings. So you can see how it is important. And everybody, if you look at all those subcontractors, contractors, planners, architects, everybody wants to make some money. Everybody wants to have some of this money. And that's creating, you know, the conflict between people, between those designers. And that sometimes, you know, leads to the complexity of the buildings, and that people, they might not opt to the best design, for example, using renewable or using passive design because it is costly, for example. And the sustainability within this complex, it has to be focused on users, buildings with user-centered approach. That's through the life cycle. So what we in sustainability group, what we advocating, we're saying that, you know, because of this complexity of the construction industry, we have to focus on the user. Everybody, the architects, the service engineers, the contractors, we have to focus on the users through the life cycle. And to be able to be use different type of passive design and renewable energy so that the building will be environmentally friendly and reduce the impact on the environmental, on the planet caused by the environmental problem. And this, what we call a sustainable knowledge society, that means we all of us, we have to be sustainably aware. And that's mean whatever we do, whether it's building, so and this here, we have to focus on the overall sustainability issue. And people, they're talking about the information age, and we're talking about knowledge society. We're talking about sustainable knowledge society, not any knowledge society. It has to be sustainable. Whatever new knowledge we are evolving and developing, it has to be sustainable. It has to be for the betterment of human beings all over the globe, and at the same time, for the locality, for different countries as well. And by mean that, by environmental, sustainable knowledge, we mean three important things. We say that it has to be environmentally sustainable, that we have to be resource use, very sustainable, effective and efficiently. The emissions of the buildings, for example, that causing the environmental problem, CO2 or NOxes, they has to be reduced. And also, we have to appreciate the biodiversity and protect the biodiversity of wherever we are living or whatever locality that we're developing buildings. The other dimension of this sustainable knowledge society will be the economic sustainability. That's the life cycle economy. It has to provide. We have to make money. You know, this is the reality of life. You know, as humans, we have to generate growth, economic growth, and we have to create money. So, but we have to look at it through the whole life cycle. We don't have to look at it in a short term, for example. Okay, we'll work on this building. I will make money in 10 years, and after that, I don't bother about it. No, we have to think about it in the long term. And the last dimension of this sustainable knowledge society is the social and cultural sustainability. That means buildings, they have to provide good environment for us, for the health and well-being of the individual, for us, all of us here. And at the same time, it has to preserve the cultural heritage of us as humans, whenever we are, depending on the culture and the climatic condition. So it has to work. You know, this sustainable knowledge society, it has to work for the environment, for the betterment of the environment, and for the future generation as well. So we need to keep, you know, a good future for future generations, and we keep the planet in good condition for them as well. And it has to be on equity as well. That's, you know, people all over the world, you know, they have to be equal as well, you know, if we wanted really to move towards sustainable and global knowledge society. And then that's through participation. We all have to feel part of this process of sustainable knowledge, and that we all have to participate in this sustainable knowledge.